Hey, you want that to go?
Yeah, we have your news takeouts for you, and we're going to start with Louise Story, business and finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. Apple's new iPad tablet, great technology, bad marketing, right? It turns out their choice of the name iPad is a bit of an eye miss.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining. You know, people up in Boston and Ireland are saying that with that brogue, you can't really tell the difference between iPad and iPod. I can't do a Boston accent for you, but that's what they're saying. And then even worse, you've got a lot of women who are saying that iPad reminds them of, you know, feminine products. And actually, on Twitter, one of the trending topics since this new device came out from Apple this week was the word iTampon, which people have been tweeting as a joke about this iPad. And then, of course, the problem is there's a bunch of other companies who have already put applications in to trademark this name or are already selling products under this name. So along the feminine line of thinking, you've got a company up in Canada called Coconut Grove Pads, which has the right to market iPad padded bras.
Okay.
And then in the technology world, you've got Fujitsu.
A Japanese company,
and they already sell something in the United States to store clerks, which is called an iPad, and it's a way that they can check inventory and beam on the web and see what's, you know, located in the system or not. And they're saying that they plan to challenge Apple to the right to this name.
Well, you know, I mean, Apple has been, you know, so, quote unquote, the cool technology for so long. It's kind of satisfying to a certain extent to see them get their share of mockery. Are they going to have to change this name?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they play it, because I don't know if you remember, but they actually had an earlier battle with Cisco when they were having the iPhone come out. Cisco actually already had that name, and Steve Jobs basically strong-armed Cisco into getting rid of it. So I'm sure that Steve Jobs will be aggressive on this name, and they'll try to spin this in a cool way.
Okay, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
Steve Jobs understands product cycles, at least. Anyway, you know, the top-of-the-line device is going to be called the MaxiPad. Did you know that?
I hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
I heard it here first.
Sports takeout with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. For the first time in NFL history, the Pro Bowl will precede the Super Bowl. And why, Ibrahim? I mean, all these guys, of course, nobody ever watches the Pro Bowl. I think it's just more of a junket for the players to go to Hawaii after the Super Bowl. What was the thinking behind all this?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the thinking was specifically, but I will say this, that the Pro Bowl would benefit from having a structure like Major League Baseball or NBA, where there's a skill competition. So, for example, in the Major League Baseball, you have a home run derby. In the NBA, you have a dunk contest. And I think that would add a little color and flavor to it. Also, there's another piece here where the fans should no longer have the right to vote. And this might sound controversial, but if the GMs and the players and the coaches actually voted on the Pro Bowl, then perhaps the Pro Bowl might mean more to the players that are actually engaged in the game.
You don't think they care about, I mean, in Major League Baseball they vote.
Well, part of the problem is that you have, when Major League Baseball, that actually determines who has home field advantage in the World Series. That's another piece of that's my third point here, is that they don't, the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything, right? So you don't have any, there's not an extra layer of competition, so the players don't really feel bought in. So what's happening this week is that players are, that like Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, who are the quarterbacks for their conference.
They're not going to play.
They're not playing, but they have to be there. They have to leave their home cities early. They have to go into Miami, and who wants to go to Miami? And then they have to sit on the sidelines.
Well, some people like to go to Miami. I'm in for Miami right now.
The reason why I say this is that Miami versus Hawaii.
Right. Okay. Hawaii's
for the for the players and for their
okay,
for their families.
Enough.
So the question is, who is the Pro Bowl really for? Is it for the players or is it for the fans? And if it's for the fans, then I think that you could create a better game and a more competitive game by doing it after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Pro Bowl commentator on sports.
There we go.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.